Okay, Shalom Aleichem. I'm going to be sending out along the way various ideas from Rav Kook based on his Sefer Ein Hayah, which is his Sefer Nagadata in Shas. People may know that he wrote Ein Hayah both on Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos, two volumes for Brachos, two volumes for Shabbos, and it is exquisitely beautiful, his Perush on Agadot and Shas. It's very much in line with and in keeping with his basic overall Hashkafas HaChaim, and really just very beautiful. Of course, as usual, it's very difficult. Some of the pieces are very long. But over the course of this year, as the yeshiva is learning brachos, I'm going to pick out just different ideas from the Ein Hayah and share them with you. If you're interested in more Ma'amar Kolmos on this topic, or interested in a copy of the page in Ein Hayah, please reach out to me, and I, of course, will send it to you. Okay, so one of the more famous Gemaras in all of Shas describes the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua in regards to whether or not Tefilas Ma'ariv is a rishus or a chova. And everyone knows that the end result of that was that Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua is made to stand up. And then the members of the Sanhedrin came and said, we have to replace Rabbi Gamliel. And of course, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came and he took over for Rabbi Gamliel. So at that point, so the Gemara says, Tana osa hayom salkuhu l'shomer ha-pesach v'nisna rishosat hamidim likanez. When Elazar ben Azariah took over, so they removed the guard from the door of the Beis Medrash, and everyone was welcome to enter. If your outside does not match your inside, if your inside does not match your outside, if you're just sort of putting on a show and just showing to the Beis Medrash, you cannot enter into the Beis Medrash. And of course, this is based on a famous Talmudic dictum that says that kol shonu l'talmud she'enu hagun gil zorek evan l'markulus. If you teach a student who is not hagun, is not roi, not appropriate to learn, it's as though you are throwing an evan l'markulus, which is some form of a maisa avodah zara. So what exactly is this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who removed the doorman to the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Gamliel? So Rav Kook writes on the Gemara, and we'll just read to you about 20 lines in Rav Kook. Rabbi Gamliel hayasover shebe'etzem teva ha'adam hu alol l'chol chet v'yavon. Sight unseen, just a stam Talmud, that the assumption is that every person, that his nature is alol l'chol chet v'yavon. It lends itself towards every possible sin. So therefore, so Alkain, Rov b'nei Adam tzrichim hanhaga oza umakel chovlim. If the man's nature and Tamidim's nature is to be noted towards chait, then Tamidim require hanhaga oza, a very tough hand, umakel chovlim, almost like a rod, so to speak. Kedei lahadricham b'derech yishara. You need discipline, you need a guard, you need all of these things. Umemela. Unless we know for sure Adam tikin atzmo that the person in question has been properly disciplined and that he's been tikin atzmo betivulatov and he's changed his nature to be good, who omei becheskas your own shotivul hagarua, he basically stands in the chazaka of his own negative teva. Therefore, that person cannot enter Beis Medrash. It's not a person can enter. Unless it's been made clear, unless he can prove that he's distanced himself and removed himself from his teva that is naturally bad. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel believed. Those who disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel, i.e. Elazar ben Azariah, and presumably most of the rest of the Beis Medrash, they said to Adam Asahu Hashem Yashar, man's nature is fundamentally Yashar, is fundamentally good. And unless man has completely, Rav Kook said, ben Mekalkel destroyed his teva b'chol davar pesha with every possible sin who alul chotov tzedek. Therefore, he's nota. He is prepared for every possible good tzedek. And therefore, the assumption is that a man, when he is nota, when he is leaning towards being sovel, towards bearing the yoke of Torah, when he wants him to base medrash, omed becheslas kashrus, shomidas hagunos. Therefore, he is just epitomizing and furthering the initial cheskos kashrus. We think that person already is good, and he's just proving that by his actions coming to the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore it's like a perfect shidduch between the assumption of his inner piety and the actions on the outside. Therefore, v'einzark bedika, all by coming to the Beis Medrash, he's just reinforcing that man's natural goodness. V'shitas ha'hadracha tzrichal fizeh lios benoam v'rav chesed v'ava. And therefore, the shitas hadracha, the way that you're madrich and manhig a Talmud based on this, tzrichal fizeh lios benoam v'rav chesed v'ava, with pleasantness, with rav chesed, generosity, with love. Right, with the Talmud, who we already assume his nature is good, and he comes to the Beis Medrash, then when that person comes to the Beis Medrash, we don't greet him with, you know, sharp Musar Shmuzim of how horrible he is, how much he has to change, but rather he's addressed with, as the Rav Kook said again, that Tzricha Lefizeh Lios Benoam Rav Chesed V'Ahava. Okay, so Al Kain Kishenitzchu Bezeh. So therefore, when this position of sort of the positive nature of man, when that position became victorious, and Rabbi Gamliel was replaced, so kuhu l'shomer ha-pesach v'nosnu rishus l'tamidim l'kanes. So we told the Talmidim, come on in, you are welcome here. V'ein kepeda b'mashe ein tocha k'bora b'birur. And there's no kepeda for us to do a determination whether or not tocha k'bora, whether or not the outer, the inner world match the outer world, because we already assume that the inner world is good. V'yispar b'yoser alpi das harambam. This is made clear by the very famous shita harambam, hilchos gerushin, shemishum hachi mo'ila kafia. You can force the husband to give the get, acha yomarotza ani, b'davar mitzvah, b'nei shepnimius halev ha-yisraeli no tel mitzvah. People have an inclination to want to do good. The Yetzirah who mibachutz mitimtim halev, mitamtim halev. The Yetzirah is sort of very incidental to that. I would just mention a beautiful marmakom, which is the introduction of the Sheiv Shmaisa to his famous Sefer, speaking about man's basic essence, which is good, and the Yetzirah, sometimes the sins the chotayim person does, that's like external to his nature. That's really not his nature itself. So al kein kevan shenichvach tivo maskim hu l'ratzon hamiti. Seeing that the man in giving the get, he's sort of been forced to give the get. So nichvach tivo maskim hu l'ratzon hamiti. Now he's just coming in line with what his real ratzon is. Al kein im leif ha'adam muchzok levilti yashar. If one would assume, like Rabbi Gamliel, that man's heart is not fundamentally good, askeven shetocho eino tov, seeing that his inner world is not good, ma betza b'masha chitzoniosav tova. So who cares whether or not the outer world? I'm coming to the Beis Medrash. I want to learn. Who cares if that's good? Right. In other words, that's no reflection on the inner world. It's not a reflection of Ratzon. He's just a faker. He's just being very superficial, you know, those outer actions. But that which we've established is the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and obviously the Shita of most Tanayim, and of course the Shita of Rav Kook. If we've established a man is good in his essence, and his Chatayim are only just sort of chance external actions that are not really significant, that are not really reflective of his nature, kevan shebaru tov, seeing that his outside is good, he's coming to the Beis Medrash, maskim vadai l'tocha amiti. This comes in perfect unison with his beautiful inner tochen, his beautiful inner essence. Namely, again, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the fact that a person is doing something externally good by coming to the Beis Medrash, that means nothing because the assumption is that his inner world is not great. So his outer world is just superficial. We would have to do a better check about his inner world. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then his outer actions, all that's doing is reflecting the inner MS, the inner aesthetic of a person. Therefore, we care about his outer actions because those outer actions are megala and reflect his inner beauty. And therefore, someone comes to Beis Medrash, we say, great, your outer actions are matching your inner world. Okay? V'afapi shenimtzayim hirhurim udvarim bilti tovim. And even though it might be true that when a boy comes to the Beis Medrash, a man comes to the Beis Medrash, maybe he might find things, hirhurim udvarim bilti tovim, things that are not so great. Various, you know, yearnings and taivos and things of that nature. Alkein yisbatlu, if he comes to the Beis Medrash, seeing that already the actions of coming to the Beis Medrash are good, and seeing that his inner world is already good, therefore Rav Kook says, Alkein yisbatlu al yidei habitul hapnimi, whatever pieces of his external world are not good, we say for hirhurim udvarim bilti tovim, those things are going to be negated. Al yidei habitul hapnimi shel hisnagdus hateva haemiti shel hanefesh, because his inner world is going to rebel and reject whatever his actions are that are not good. Vahisnagdus hachitzonis shel hamaisim hachitzonim, together with the rebellion from, or the rejection that's going to come from his own external actions that are also good. So it's almost like you'll have all these pieces ganging up on the negative pieces of man. A boy comes to a Beis Medrash, so even though there might be things about him that are not great, the combination of his inner yearning, his inner goodness, together with his outer actions coming to the Beis Medrash, are going to sort of negate and form and cultivate and reject those pieces of the young man that perhaps, as he says, you know, are not ideal. So let's read that line again. V'yafal pishendim tzayim hir hurim udvarim bilti tovim. Al korchach yizbatlu. Those external pieces are going to be batel. Al yidei habitel hapnimi shel hisnagdus hateva. Because of the rejection that comes from his fundamental teva, which is good, okay, ha'amiti shel ha'nefesh, together with v'hisnagdus hachitzonis shel ha'maisim hachitzonim, together with sort of the rejection that comes from his external actions of coming to the Beis Medrash in the first place, shehem okopanim tovim, that for the most part those actions are good. V'afil mitoch shelo lishma yavo lishma. So even though that the young man might have certain pieces of himself that are not ideal, so if that, even though that might be the case, and even though there might be elements that are shelo lishma, his inner nature and his outer actions will end up changing even those pieces that are shelo lishma. V'yatimu hanhaga chitzona im hapnimis hamitis. And whatever external actions might not be great, whatever hirhurim might not be great, eventually over a period of time, those external actions will end up matching his pnimis haimita, his beautiful internal pnimis. V'nimsa shehatoch haimiti hul olam shaveh leboro kishehu tov. And that inner goodness will sort of win the day and will always, 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 the inner world is always as beautiful as perhaps the outer actions and those things that Rabbi Gamliel viewed were superficial. So really, those outer actions match the internal beauty of a person. Again, so this is a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel, who for whatever reason believe that man's nature is fundamentally not great, requires sort of a certain harshness to bring that into order, and unless man can prove that he's good, he's not allowed in the Beis Medrash. Versus Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that says man's nature is fundamentally good, and therefore when he came to the Beis Medrash, those external actions are just the reflections of the internal beauty. Now, obviously, these are two fundamental positions, probably about chinuch, about how we view students, about how we view people, man's natural yetzer, man's natural yearning. How much should we sort of give that credence? How much should we sort of just look perhaps sometimes at the crude outer world of man? All these things are things that obviously are very close to Rav Kook's heart. And of course, so much of this goes into Rav Kook's philosophy, let's say in dealing with the Chilonim in Eretz Yisrael and other situations, dealing with sort of like the nascent land of Israel, of sort of viewing and capitalizing on those sparks, on the sort of the internal beauty of the thing itself, and allowing of that internal beauty to become enlivened and become inspired by sort of world events. But that internal beauty is always there, of the world, of Am Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, of humanity as a whole. It's sort of quotes fundamental optimism, and certainly that optimism is reflected so beautifully in this famous Gemara on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph in Maseches Brachos. Okay, thank you, and have a good night.